महाराज इंद्र और महाराज इंद्र एंड अदर डेमिगॉड्स वर थ्रोइंग फ्लावर्स. वी लिव इन द हेवनली प्लैनेट्स बट योर विलेजेस आर मच मोर अट्रैक्टिव देन आवर्स. Underneath some tree, the Lord would sit for a while. After he sees that Sita has become ill tired, he would always take care of Sita. When he sees on the lotus feet of Sita are some drops of hard labor, then he would stop under a tree. The Kalpa Vikra from the heavenly planets were becoming envious of these trees. Underneath us, the Lord is not resting. The rivers in which the Lord would take bath, the demigods would glorify those rivers. The rivers in the demigods' land would glorify these rivers. In the rivers of the demigods' land, they're filled of juice and honey and milk, but the Lord didn't go there to take bath. That is why the demigods' rivers, they were glorifying the Chitrakoot's rivers, etc. This earth was considering herself dhanya, so fortunate that the Lord's lotus feet are walking upon me. So much glory Lord has given to Mother Earth, He did not give to any other planet. When the Lord went to the heavenly planet with Satyabhama, He was wearing shoes and socks and everything. He doesn't even come down on the ground there. But when He comes on this planet, He wanders bare feet with cows or Himself. So when Lord Ram was walking also in the forest, He never wore any shoes. Bhagavan, the Lord had this footwear, the Bharat had. He didn't bring any shoes from Ayodhya, but he had this kharam, those slippers with the thing just around the big toe. That's all he had at one point, and then he gave it to Bharat. And the earth was considering herself very fortunate, and more fortunate than even Vaikuntha. Even in Vaikuntha, the Lord's lotus feet are not so easy to get. He would also ride on something when he is in Vaikuntha. But on the planet Earth, he would walk bare feet. Wherever the Lord would walk, the clouds themselves would become like an umbrella, so that Lord doesn't get too much heat. So which other day will they come into use, they were thinking. The demigod kept on throwing flowers wherever the Lord walked, and Indra, he ordered his clouds is to just constantly be watching out for Lord Ram and become like an umbrella for him. When he crossed some village, and suddenly in the village everybody will think, say, some very beautiful man is walking past our village, and they would start running. As soon as they would hear, they would run. Whatever they were doing, they would just leave and they would run. Eating, sleeping, cooking, in the middle of any job, they would leave and they would run to see the beautiful person. They were eating, they didn't even finish their meal or wash their hand even, and they ran. When they love the Lord so much, being clean or unclean, it doesn't matter. They have to see the Lord. With dirty mouth and dirty hands, they ran, and they would see the Lord without blinking their eyes. The whole village become empty, and they would all talk amongst themselves about His beauty. It said, His face would look like the full moon, and people would look like the bird Chakor looks at the moon. There's a bird called Chakor. When he sees the full moon, he keeps looking at the moon, and he keeps looking and looking and looking until the sun comes up. even for a second he doesn't move his eyes, this bird Chakor, Chandra Chakor. So in this way, everybody was looking, staring at Lord Ram's beauty, just like the bird Chakor and the Ram, Lord Ram's moon-like face. And everybody was seeing that the Lord Ram was looking at him. This is the Aishwarya of the Supreme Lord. The whole village was there, but everybody was seeing. He made his face into unlimited, so every person could see that the Lord was looking directly at him only. They all thought that the Lord was looking at him only. And when they were talking amongst themselves, they would talk and they would ask him questions, who are you, where are you going, why is your mother Kaikeyi so cruel, why did she send you to the forest, by what offense, what did you do, what kind of mother that is sent you to the forest, you please stay in our village. Then, by then, somebody would very quickly, outside the village, under a beautiful tree, would make a nice bed from soft grass and leaves and say, please, you stay here tonight and you sleep here tonight. If you cannot stay in our village, at least you stay here. And they would bring water and fruits and roots. Please drink some water, you must be tired. And they would fan him because they knew, because they had heard he would not eat anything grown or cooked in the village. So they said, please, you stay under this tree on this grass bed at least tonight, and tomorrow you can go tomorrow morning. In fact, we will go with you to take care of you. We'll stay with you, and wherever you go, we'll make a bed for you like this and bring fruits and roots. And he used to listen to them with great affection. Sometimes they were so affectionate that he would stay for the night under the tree and he would eat their fruits and roots. Men all around, they would look at the Lord without blinking. And it's been said that the men were talking to Ram. Not even one woman talked to Lord Ram. And all the women went to Sita. All the women, they would go to Sita ji and ask all questions. There is a rule and culture of how one should talk to who. So all the women were talking to Sita, and all the men would approach Ram, but the women would feel very shy asking Sita, because they could see that she is from a very rich family and very great family lineage. It looked like from her face, and they were such ordinary poor village people, and they kept offering obeisances to her lotus feet. And then they understood by asking them that she's a Rani from Ayodhya and we're ordinary people. And with great, hey Rajkumari, we're asking, praying to you, and we're women and we're feeling shy to ask you. This is the nature of us. Please don't mind. We are uneducated village women. If we ask some wrong question, please don't mind. They're asking Sita like that. They're asking, is these two princes, they're very beautiful. It looks like Neelmani. It looks like Neelmani, the Supreme Lord Vishnu, has got his beauty from this young man, and this younger brother has taken his beauty. He looks like Neelmani is a swarn, and Neelmani is a jewel. So this older prince, he looks like Neelmani, and the younger one, he looks like gold. There's one thing to be fair and there's another thing to be like molten gold. in people, some people in India, there are some people who have molten gold complexion and some are white. And Lord is, Lakshman is like molten gold and Ram is like Neelmani, almost like blue. It looks like that Neelmani jewel has got its shine from this person. And the hey beautiful face lady, Sumukhi, millions and millions of Kamadev will look very, millions of Cupids will become ashamed by looking at this Neelmani face. Women talk of these things. They don't want to ask about women, the Supreme Lord. These are the things they notice. So they asked him, they asked Sita, how are they related to you? And Sita ji said, by looking at Sita's red mark on the forehead, they could understand she's married. But they couldn't ask which is your husband. They wanted to ask from her lotus mouth. These two men can make millions of Kamadev ashamed. But how are they related to you? Sita ji, after hearing them, she bowed down shyness her head. Sometimes she'd look at the women, sometimes she'd look at the ground. She was so shy. So Sita says, by very great shyness, she says, and when she spoke, it looked like some very sweet bird is speaking, her voice. With great affection, she spoke. The one who has very nice nature, who is like molten gold, he is my younger brother of my husband. His name is Lakshman. Sita is talking with such great shishtachar. The one who is fair, he is my brother-in-law. He didn't say that's my husband's brother, he said my brother-in-law. That's her relationship. This older sister-in-law is like mother to the younger brother-in-law. The husband's younger brother, husband's younger brother, is a young boy. So when the older brothers gets married, his wife, when she comes to the house, she takes care of the younger brother like a mother. So he grows up, the younger brother, and he gets married one day. But she's like a mother to him. This is in the joint family, this is the system. This is seen. The younger brother feels free talking to the older brother's wife because she's like his mother. With great affection, she says, this younger golden form is my younger brother-in-law. Because she has older brother-in-law who's Bharat, so she says, this one is my younger brother-in-law. And when she wanted to show her which one is her husband, she put her headpiece more down on her face. She became very shy, and she kind of looked at her husband, and she put her from the corner of her eye, her eyes, and she covered her headpiece more down onto her face. Her eyes were like as beautiful as a Kanjan bird. Just by looking from the corners of her eyes, she told them that this is my husband. And in a very shy way, this is my husband. Actually, if somebody wants to give, tell somebody who her husband is, just it can be told with very little. One does not have to say, this is my mister, or this is his so-and-so, his name. And by these words, one does not show the affection of her husband. We speak with foreign, Western words, husband, in India, husband or mister, then our relationship becomes also Western. Sitaji did not even say in Hindi, this is my husband. She just, from the corner of eye, she looked at him and put her headpiece down, and she said, this is my, like that. And this is the way one introduces her husband. In Sanskrit, sometimes they say, this is my dharm patni. Dharm patni, if you introduce somebody like, this is my dharm patni, does that means, do you have a dharm patni also? So just saying, this is my patni, is good enough for a man. So in our country, to introduce the wife, the man can say the name of his wife and say, this is so and so. But the wife cannot introduce her husband by his name. She will say, he's so and so, she's my this son's father. Or in emergency, if she ever has to say, she can say very quietly. But even today, they don't say the husband's name. Here and there, one should not call the husband by their name. Sometimes women call their husband in a way that as if the husband is the servant or a son. Hey, so-and-so, come here. And if the wife has a son, then she can say, then she says, her son's name is so-and-so's father. She tells her husband, introduces her husband by saying her son's name. And if she talks to her brother-in-law, she will say, please send your brother. She will not say, please send so-and-so by the name. And her husband also, out of respect, he will say, if he wants to call his wife, he'll tell somebody, please send, call so-and-so's mother. And if he has to tell the servant to call his wife, he will say, please send your Malkin or your boss. In this way, Sita told. Hearing this, the village women became so happy, so happy. They became so happy that they kept falling at her lotus feet and blessing her. By falling constantly at her feet, they're blessing her. May you live long, may your husband live long. May you always be married. Until as long as this Sheshnag stays on Vishnu's head in the Vaikuntha, may you live that long. May your glories be sung that till that day. The village women were blessing her like this, in this way. But as long as this Bhumandal is on the head of the Shesha, may you be always together with your husband. In this way they were blessing her. This is a way of blessing. One time, hey Devi, may your married life be until when? As long as there is Ganga and Jamuna flowing on this planet, till eternity, may you always be married to your husband, and may your husband be alive. For a woman, this is the greatest blessing, to have her husband always be alive. So these scriptures, they actually teach us every little thing, how we should behave, how we should talk, how we should bless. And all the relationship between husband and wife is considered very important. One should speak those words in which preeti is increased, love is increased. Sometimes man becomes angry and he starts talking in the wrong way. Sometimes in the village we hear some husband is angry with his wife, and then he starts swearing at her in the name of his her husband, her wife's father. One should never talk like that. One should be very respectful. Poor girl, she has left her father's house and she has married to her husband. She should get so much love that she may never long for her parents' love. A husband should treat his wife in such a way that she should never even miss her parents. And in the modern world, all these relationships are breaking. So these women were very, very happy. And in the end, Lord Ram looked at Lakshman, and Lakshman understood that it was time to go. So when all understood that they are ready to leave, they all become very sad. So when they started, Lord started walking, and they all started walking behind them. We will go with you, we'll take care of you. But he would have always have a hard time sending them back. When they all had to return to their village, they all started cursing Lord Brahma. Brahma, whatever you did, you did it all wrong. Everything you've done ulta, wrong, the other way. What he's done wrong, Lord Brahma? He is cruel. He never feels afraid to do things like that to Lord Ram. Just see. He created the moon and he made a black spot on it. He should have made it beautiful and clear, but he made a black spot. If Brahma made this moon, he should not have left a black mark in it. He should have made it. Every night should be a full moon. Look, what can we say about this Brahma? Until now, whatever Lord Brahma has done, everything has mistakes. Just see, Kalpavriksh he made into regular trees. Kalpavriksha has become a tree. Kalpavriksha, he's made into a tree. Such a personality should not be a tree. And this ocean, he's made it salty. People are dying for thirst, but he has made the ocean into salty water. If he had made it clear water, so what would have been the problem? And the ocean, Brahma has made salty. So what's the use of him making so much water? This Brahma, he's made Kalpavriksha into a tree, and this ocean into salty, and the same Durbuddhi person, Brahma, he has written the Bhagya of this Lord Ram. This Brahma is always doing the wrong thing. He has written in the Bhagya of Ram to go into the forest. What kind of Vidhata is it? They were all talking like this, cursing Lord Brahma. If such beautiful Rajkumaras were sent to the forest, then he should not have made all these things for sense gratification. So why did he make all these things for enjoyment? He shouldn't have made it if he was to send the Supreme Lord, such beautiful boy, to the forest. He is walking bare feet. Then elephants, horses and chariots he made for uselessly. These people, these boys should be walking on chariot, and they're walking bare feet in the forest. Lord Brahma, what's the use of Brahma making all these vehicles with chariots and elephants? And he is so stupid. Maybe Brahma has gone mad or something. They would talk like this. So many elephants he created, so many chariots he created. He could have given one elephant, one rath or one horse to these boys, then his life would have been perfect. But he's made all these things for third class people, and these two have to be on foot without shoe. This is the stupidity of Lord Brahma. What can we say? If Brahma gave them life under a tree, then in this world, to make these beautiful palaces where the demigods serve and apsaras live, He has given them these beautiful places to live, and He has given this Ram life under a tree, cursing Lord Brahma, and they were crying and saying these things. They were so tortured in their heart to see. If they can live on roots and fruits, then Brahma made Amrit in the heavenly planets. They're all useless. Why did He make them? And if they have matted locks and simple cloth, then Brahma made all these beautiful clothes for what? For who? Beautiful clothes should be worn and decorated only by these two boys. And then on the banks of Ganga, he got the juice of the bargad tree to make his hair lotted. But he was still looking so beautiful, matted hair. From the sap of the bargad tree, his hair became matted. And in this way, they were so greatly suffering, these village people, especially the women. They were talking, "My dear Sakhi, when this boy puts his lotus foot on the ground, his foot is so soft and beautiful, our heart just breaks." And then he's doing this for 14 years. And it Vidhata, if Brahma had to send these two boys to the forest, he should have first made all the paths of the forest full of flowers, made of flowers. What's the use of him making flowers in the heavenly planets? Heavenly planets are filled with flowers. He should have put all those flowers all along this forest path. In this way, they were talking, and their eyes were flowing with tears. This is the benefit of the Lord coming to this world. The love that people won't get after doing so much sadhana, people would just get so much love for the Lord just by looking at Him. Whatever love you get for Krishna by Lord by looking at Him, that's the greatest love. Not to speak of humans, even birds and animals, when they see the Supreme Lord, they get love for Him. They feel so much love for Him. And when the Lord is walking bare feet or eating fruit, by looking at them, their bhakti is increasing 1,000 times. Somehow or other, if the jivas can become attracted to the Lord or feel pain for Him, then automatically their heart will be full of love for God. Now their bodies went back to the village, but their hearts, it went with Lord Ram. Nobody's heart was in their house. Everybody's heart went with Lord Ram. For the rest of their life, they couldn't forget Ram. And they all said, the women had said to Sita, when you come back, and if you could come back in the same path, please stop here again. One minute. By His Leela, He increases the love of unlimited jivas by coming to this planet. When Lord Krishna went to Mathura, by Hari Sauri says, even though they had heard of His Leela, but only after seeing Him they became so much in love with Krishna. That's why the devotees should always make arrangement for the living entities to see the Lord in the deity form. One should start seeing by the lotus feet, and they should keep looking up to His lotus face. and they should keep looking, and while looking one should remember his pastimes. And actually by the amount of love you get for Krishna by looking at him, you don't get hardly any love compared to that by other sadhanas. One must look at Krishna, like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj says, you by touching, you let me speak. Today my hands, feet, my eyes have become awakened. Before they were all sleeping. This is why our acharyas have stressed on seeing the Supreme Lord's deity form. We should stare at them very carefully. One time, in an ISKCON temple, one man was looking at the deity form. One devotee asked, did you take darshan? And he said, yes. After he said, did you remember what kind of clothes he was wearing? And this man said, oh, I don't remember. And the devotee said, you should look very carefully. You should look, when you take darshan, you should look very carefully at what he's wearing, what jewelry he's wearing, what clothes he's wearing, how his clothes are tied. Very carefully you should see. And in that time, you see everything, your heart will be fixed on the Lord. In this way, Lord walked and made everybody Krishna conscious along the way. He gave everybody love for himself. So when he reached Chitrakoot, there was Valmiki's ashram. We've been to Chitrakoot, and there is Valmiki's ashram, little bit away from Chitrakoot. So Lord Ram went with his wife and brother to Valmiki's ashram. And there they offered obeisances to Valmiki and made many, he offered many prayers. And he asked Valmiki, tell us that one place where we can stay. If due to some Kshatriya, Brahmanas and Sadhus are tortured, then this Kshatriya is an adham person. You please tell me where I can stay. Valmiki said that you are asking me where I should stay. But I am asking you where you are not. What can I say? You're asking me where you can stay, but I'm asking you, where are you not? I'm asking you, you tell me where you're not. The Supreme Lord is everywhere in every atom. Valmiki knew this. But Bhagavan, Lord is talking for his Leela. Valmiki says, where you're not, you tell me. And the Lord smiled. As if he's saying, in Paramatma Roop, I'm everywhere, but tell me for this Roop where I should stay. Then Valmiki says, very beautiful. 14 places, he said, for the Lord to stay. He actually stays there for 14 places. Hey Ram, I'm telling, where you can stay with Lakshman and Sita, to the first place. Shloka. This is the first place. Where people want to hear more about you, that's where you stay. Who cannot be satisfied by hearing? Like in the ocean, big rivers are constantly falling in. Not that they fall for a little while and they stop. From all around, the rivers flow into the ocean. And the and the ocean never says, stop, stop coming over me, I will overflow. No. The ocean never talks like that. So whose Shravan is, whose ear holes are like oceans, who can never be satisfied by hearing your glories, that's where you stay. So those devotees who have made their eyes like ocean, they don't like to see anything else, who can only be happy by seeing you. Your roop is what life for them, and their eyes are like chatak. How? Whatever organization or the ashram they're in, but wherever the devotees are not tired of hearing and seeing about you, that's where you stay. Where is the chance of any happiness in Nirakar? There was a bird, Chatak. Sometimes it's called Papiha. He goes pee pee in the forest. He was tired and he was flying. And he loves clouds. Oh. He didn't want. He's always looking at the clouds. And may I always love the clouds. This bird, Chatak, loves the clouds so much that he didn't want to drink the water of the Ganga because he will become liberated and then he won't take birth as Chatak anymore to see the clouds. And for the devotees, they can, who have made their eyes like the bird Chatak, maybe even if they could see only the Lord for 1 second, but they can only be happy by seeing the Lord, just like the bird Chatak is only happy by seeing the cloud. There's so many big rivers like Jamuna and Ganga. He would only be satisfied by the water from the clouds. He is flying over Ganga, but he will not drink Ganga water. In the same way, the devotees are not satisfied by anything else. Your yash, glory, fame is like a great lake. The ears, eyes and tongue. Those who have engaged these in you, you will live in their heart. In this way he's telling, you will live in the hearts of those devotees. He's telling him 14 pure place to live in. Who the devotees who will only eat Prabhu's prasad, who knows, who would only smell the flowers offered to lotus feet, and their tongue will taste only your prasad and chant your name, who have this desire that I will want to smell the Lord's flowers, and whose tongue is always desiring that they want to taste the Lord's Mahaprasad, who offer their food to you and then eat, and by offering you, then they will wear cloth. In their hearts you will live. Those people who see Guru, who see the demigods offer obeisances, they offer obeisances to Guru, Brahmins, with love and with humbleness, and glorify them. And those whose hands are always in your service, and and without and apart from your shelter, they have no shelter. Whose hands are always doing service for you, decorating you, taking care of your form, and cooking for you, making your garlands. To make garlands for the Lord is a great, service of great fortune. Those women and men are great, so fortunate by whose hands the Lord is decorated. Our faces we're washing and decorating every day anyway. If we, our whole life, if we collect all the time we use to decorate our bodies, it will be many, many years. So, continuous, if you add all the time you use to decorate your body, in 24 hours, suppose by brushing, bathing, putting clothes, decorating, and eating time, you add it all up. At least 2 hours in the whole day, minimum, it will be. And if you add sleeping time, then it will be at least 12 hours of the day. Suppose you add washing body, eating, decorating, you add it all up. Exercise, going to the gym, at least 12 hours a day it will be. If anybody lives for 80 years, 40 years have gone. Just to take care of the body, decorate the body, eating and doing exercises. And after the rest of 40 years, he goes to the office, takes care of his family. So, great are those people who have learned to serve their hands, to bathe and dress the deity and make garlands for them, cook for them, put them to sleep. Our hands and feet we should use. So Valmiki is saying those people, their hearts you will stay. Hey Ram, devotees whose feet automatically walk to your Tirthan, to your temples and your to Vrindavan, to your places of pilgrimage, Mayapur. Those whose feet have the desire to go to these places, in their hearts you will stay. The feet should have this great desire. They have the desire to walk. So where should they desire to walk? They should desire to walk to the temple, to holy places, to pilgrimages. My dear Lord, you live in their hearts. So far that's four places. There's 10 more. So far, how many places that's been? Four or five. Okay, I'm telling after that. Shlokas. Those who are always... Those who are always chanting your holy names, those who are always chanting your holy names, each name of the Lord is in itself a Mahamantra. Govind, Hari, Ram, any name of the Lord. Those who are always chanting these names and engaging their families in chanting and these names, and your puja with their family they do. This is a very beautiful sandesh, instruction. Then one should engage in the Lord's worship with his family. Somebody is doing aarti, somebody is doing dressing. The family, with their family, those with their family worship you in with the family. So in their families, if their mother, father, children, they worship you and they always chant the holy names, in their hearts you will live. So that's probably the sixth place. and in different ways they offer things, they do yagyas, they feed the brahmanas and give them dakshin. In their hearts you live. And then there's more. Many slokas are there. In some places we see the whole family is engaged in the Lord's service. This is very nice. And the person is doing puja and the whole family is singing. And it shouldn't be like this, that one person is doing the aarti and the other is watching TV. The whole family should be engaged. Brahmins, Vaishnavas, feed them, and then he gives in charity. And more than you, they have faith in their guru and they serve their guru. And they see you in their guru. And after doing all that, what do they ask? They ask for all these people, what do they ask? They do all this, and what do they ask? What do they want? They only want Rati in your charan. In their hearts, hey Shri Ram, you post your brothers with Sita, please stay in their hearts. This is the kind of boon Valmiki is asking for the devotees. Whose hearts have no kaam vikar, no lust, they have no desire for anything material, for sense gratification, and even if they have worldly positions, they are not intoxicated, and they don't have this eye and mind, even if they have a lot of wealth and family and possessions. They engage in bhajan and they engage in bhajan. So many troubles may come, but they don't leave their devotional service. They don't give anybody torture. Those who are not duplicate in their hearts, you will live. Valmiki is asking for these places for Lord to stay. And after that, this is his from the 11th Bhagavad Gita. Those who are dear to everybody, those who love everybody, they love everybody, and their acharan is that everybody loves them. He doesn't harass anybody, and nobody harasses him. He is always thinking of others' welfare, always trying and always doing everyone's hit, the welfare, and sukh and dukh, who considers sukh and dukh to be the same, and fame and infame to be the same. Somebody may glorify them and somebody may say bad things to them. One who considers both of these to be same, you stay in their hearts. Sukh dukh, in heat and cold, man apman, like it says in the Bhagavad Gita. And those satya, they always speak truth. They don't, very thoughtfully they speak. It says in one place, one should always think three times before bring it on his tongue. He should think three times before he decides to bring this thing on his front of his tongue. One devotee asked once, when we have to say something, how can we think three times? But one should think three times. Suppose if you're going to chastise somebody, we should think three times before we do it. whether it's worth doing. And by sleeping, while waking, whoever are taking your shelter, even while sleeping and waking, while they're sleeping, they sleep knowing whatever will be Krishna's mercy. Who cannot take shelter of the Lord all night, he's going, oh my God. We should have faith in the Lord and be shant, and at night we will sleep well. All night if you're awake, oh my God, I'm losing in my business. So you will sleep, lose in your business and you lose in your sleep. We should not put ourselves in so much misery. Just like a child falls asleep in the mother's lap. So devotees should also go to sleep in the Lord's lap, thinking that He will take care. While sleeping, while awake, one who's taken complete shelter of you. Apart from you, those who have no one except you, please stay in their hearts.